A Pale Horse by Charles Todd. Narrated by Simon Preble.
Chapter 1. Berkshire, early April 1920. It was nearing the full moon, and the night seemed to shimmer with light. He walked down the lane and turned to look up at the hillside. The graceful white horse, cut into the chalk by ancient Britons, galloped across the green slope without stirring from its place. He couldn't see it without remembering. That was the only reason he had chosen to live in this godforsaken place, to torment himself until he couldn't bear it any more. The horses had died too in that first gas attack. It wasn't just the men. The poor beasts couldn't know what the low-lying mist wafting toward them brought in its wake. An eyewitness had likened the cloud to a great horse moving across a barren meadow, ambling toward the barn for its dinner. Not hurrying, not drifting, just moving steadily without apparent purpose, without apparent design, following the wind as the horse followed the scent of its stall and the fresh hay heaped in the manger. But like the pale horse of the apocalypse, on his back rode death, and hell had truly followed them. He smiled grimly at the imagery. He hadn't been there when the Germans unleashed the chlorine attack against the Allies at Ypres. Yet it had changed his life in ways no one could have foreseen. He wished he'd never heard the name of that medieval Belgian town. He wished the Germans had never reached it, or that the British had left well enough alone and let them have the wretched place. There was a silver flask of brandy in his pocket, and he felt for it, uncapped it, lifted it to his lips, then paused.